I've been good. I jumped into that space where leaders need to breathe again and to make sure they are reminded that they need to breathe again. And thank you so much. Welcome to Voice of Haven. It's
Thank you.
actually a space where leaders meet wholeness. And this wholeness we talk about is that wholeness that would help them breathe. They just take a pause and tell themselves, oh, this is burnout. I need to risk myself out of this. And so they also experience success redefined from inside out. And it's something that I love so much. And I'm so happy to be the host of Voice of Haven. And we have honest conversations with CEOs, visionaries, founders, and emerging leaders who understand that achievement without alignment is indeed expensive.
Very
Because
expensive,
a lot
very.
of people don't look at it that way. And this is not just about performance. No, it's actually about identity. Who am I? It's actually about sustainability. How well can I sustain the success I'm experiencing from here? And it's about becoming the kind of leader you want to be and you're looking forward to be. And so in anything and in everything everyone wants to do, I just, took a pause and I told myself, come, I noticed that lots of people want to build something. They want to be CEOs, they want to be leaders, they want to be the head of things and departments, organizations, and they don't understand the nitty-gritty of becoming that. And so I took time to study the lives of so many leaders out there. I looked at you and I realized that you have gotten to that point whereby you're able to add balance to what you're doing. Despite the fact that you experience burnout, you experience, maybe disappointment from even other leaders, you have taken your time to pause and to breathe. And I'm super happy to bring you here to talk to us, to, talk to my listeners, my audience that come, this can be achieved, not with stress, but with you understanding that self-awareness, about who you are. So, in starting, I would like you to tell us about yourself.
Before you
Okay.
start, allow me
Okay.
to grab something which I think I will need to reference. Not I think, I know I will need to reference, so I need to find it here
Okay.
in my study. I hope that's the right one. Well, even if it's not the right one, it will make sense. Okay, good. Now I'm all yours. I am all yours.
Yes. And so, as we're starting, I would like you to please tell us about yourself, tell us about your leadership journey, and just tell us about who you are. What you do, why you do what you do.
Great, and thank you so much, Omobology, for this great invitation. Good afternoon. It is where I am, but I know some of you are watching it in the morning, so good morning to you. Good evening, regardless of what time it is, where you are when you're watching us. Omobology is a great friend. We got connected a couple of years ago when we were doing a joint accountability partnership. And that's how we connected because we are both certified Maxwell Leadership coaches, speakers, and trainers. And so, with that, Omobology, to just answer your question, I manufacture leaders. And what is manufacturing leaders? Do I have a factory with a pipeline that produces this? This morning, somebody told me, Mercy, I must have missed your production shift. And I say, well, you know what? You can always come back because we are not that kind of a setup. It's not a factory. The reason I say I manufacture leaders today is because for over 20 plus years, I worked in the manufacturing sector, in the corporate world. And one of the definitions that stood out for me about manufacturing, it's about taking something and adding value to it. That's what manufacturing is. Where in Africa, the cocoa, the coffee, the tea that our farmers grow, sadly, most of it is added value to in the West, and then it's brought back to us so that we buy it at an even more expensive price than what was paid to the farmers that sweated to get this produce out there. And so the question for me was, the people behind manufacturing are people, and they need to be added value to first, because without the people, it doesn't matter how much performance, profits, equipment you have, capital you have, people make the difference. And that is why I made a decision 13 years ago to be someone who manufactures leaders by adding value to them and moving them from where they are to where they want to go, whether as an individual, whether as an organization, whether as a team, big corporate, small one, medium-sized, non-profit, it doesn't matter. Because Mobology and I will tell you, there is not a single organization, and if you know it, please let me know. I'd be happy to find out what it is. Because there's not a single organization today that can't say that they have enough leaders. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Not in the public sector, not in the private sector. The one constant need that we are always chasing is the quest for more leaders, and not just more leaders, because leaders are there. We're looking for high road leaders, leaders that are servant leaders who want to serve and add value to the organizations and to the people that they have been called to lead. We're in short supply of that. And that is why I am in this space today. Back to you, Omobology.
Wow, awesome, awesome. I love the fact that you use the word manufacturing leaders. Now you're coming from somewhere, the manufacturing world. And you looked at yourself and you did not say, oh, I'm not in the corporate world again. I want to get out of the corporate world and start something new. You decided to continue. And that's the power of continuity. You looked at leaders and you thought about it and said, oh, wow, I think this is time to manufacture leaders. And indeed, leaders are born. Yes, we know they are born. But the truth is, they're actually made. So in the space of manufacturing leaders, who are you becoming in this season of your leadership beyond the titles and achievements you've had?
Great question there, Omobology. You know, the story of becoming is what leads us to what we can do. And once you do, then you're able to have. So the journey starts with becoming. And I have an acronym that says, first lead yourself. You must be able to fly yourself before you can fly other people. And so that journey of leadership, for me to add value to other people, I have to be able to fill my cup first. You cannot pour out from empty. You cannot give what you do not have. And so that is where the journey in essence begins from. And for me, my very first, even before I ever came across the Maxwell Leadership Team, my journey of giving back started. First, when I worked in the manufacturing sector, there was very few women, very few. And the few women that were there, we were struggling. Those days, mentoring, coaching, those were alien words. They didn't exist. And personally, my journey began with just a hunger to read. I knew I wanted more I wanted to be more, to become more, but I didn't know what this more was. And call it, maybe I groped in the dark, I fumbled along the way, had some misses, many misses before I could get the things I wanted. But through reading, I would say reading was my first investment, because I got curious, and it's through reading that I actually read my first ever John Maxwell book, which I read, it resonated, put it aside, and many years later is when I'm like, but wait a minute, this guy who wants me to join his coaching business, I think I have read a book that he has written. And so that's where the journey begins, Omobology. It starts with self. You must first be willing to grow yourself, invest in yourself, because even for any tree, it is mango season right now in Kenya. I don't know about you in Nigeria.
Oh, okay. And well, so, when the rain starts.
And so with the mango season, the trees that have fruit are the ones yielding mangoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got to be a mango tree to have, but guess what also, Bology? It's not all the mango trees that are in season.
Mm-hmm. True.
You have to be a mango tree to have a mango. So yeah. What are you desiring to be? So you gotta fill yourself first with that, mm-hmm. become it, and then you'll be able to give from there.
Wow. And like you said, start with yourself. And when you're starting with yourself, it means there's something inside of you.
Yes.
I usually say something when I started my journey as a leader, you know, in leadership, transformational leader, there's something I would always say, and that is, for everyone, there's a child in them.
Yes.
And it's that child you're going to start with, right?
Yes.
Because I can see that at a point in your life, you get to tell yourself, you know, when you were young, maybe at the age of 10, you will tell yourself, oh, I'm a queen. I'm beautiful. I'm going to have 10 companies. I remember back then, that was what I told myself. I'm going to have 7 companies, and I listed them. Mm-hmm. I remember one day, I said it once, you know, in a gathering, that I just went, I took my mom's wrapper. There's this Igbo wrapper. You know, so I took it, I wore it. I tied the wrapper and I wore it. Beautiful top, and I went to the living room and crossed my leg. You know, that's the way you carry yourself. So at that point, I was seeing myself as a queen. That age, 10, you know, and growing up, I started experiencing different things, so many turbulence around me. And until the day I looked back to that day that I did that, a lot of things came back to me. So if you're younger, if the younger version of yourself could observe the leader you are today, what would sort of surprise them the most? What would amaze them, and what would tell them, hey, I'm so happy she did it?
Great question. You know, I'm smiling because I think in your childhood, you're very focused. You knew what you were going after. When I think back to my childhood, the one thing that still stands out is, for me, I wanted to travel. I knew I wanted to travel, and the people I thought that get to travel were air stewardesses. For some reason, don't ask me, I never thought of the pilots. I was just like the air stewardesses, maybe because they tend to be more than the pilots. And so that's what I wanted to be, because I thought I can travel. But lo and behold, as a first child, in a family where a lot of work went in to educate me, I'm the firstborn. And in my extended family, both on my father's side and on my mother's side, I was the first one to make it to university. So you can imagine, my father's dream for me was not becoming an air stewardess. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but he wanted more from me. And
Yeah.
that included going and getting a university degree.
Degree.
And so there went my dream of traveling the world, so you would imagine. But what I like is that even though it might have looked practically that the dream may have disappeared, deep inside me, you said about something being in us. It never
Yeah.
died. The fire was still there. And so even into future jobs that I got, I told you I was in 20 years in the manufacturing industry, different employers. I just somehow never let that quest to travel disappear. And I did start traveling for work. And that's where leadership comes in, Omobology. Leaders take the lead. I
Yes.
remember my very first job when I left university. I was in railways. I was probably one of the youngest. Again, like I say, it was an industry where there were very few women. But somehow I made sure that I stood out. And you know, there's a way you can stand out for the wrong things. But I made sure that I stood out because I was adding value. I found ways that my direct supervisor, line manager, by the way, we're still friends to date, my very first boss. But I
Wow.
would go to her with ideas that were forming in my mind and say, how about if we did this? And thankfully, she was kind enough, very empowering leader she was. She'd say, Mercy, why don't you go and try it? And in a very short space of time that I was there, people who had been there for many years were even looking at things I went after. I'm like, wait a minute, we've been here for this long. How come she came? She picked it. I didn't create it. It's been there in front of the eyes all along, but I was able to pick it out. But I didn't last long in the public sector because of that. I found that my ambitions were bigger, and so I transitioned to the private sector. But with every role, every job that I did, that became something synonymous with what I stood for. And maybe thanks to my parents pushing me and helping me to imagine what was possible or not possible, it happened. I'll give you a story, two stories actually, from
Okay.
Obolo.
Yeah.
Out of that, many years later, I'm now an entrepreneur. And I have just moved to Dubai. At the time, I was connecting businesses to export markets. This is in 2016, 2017. Very new in the country, and I want to do this. And I go to knock at an office where I want a partnership. And the person listens to me and says, Mercy, I hear you, but your story and what you want to do. But I want to tell you that others have come before you, they want to do this, they have been unsuccessful. And so for
Wow.
that, we're not going to support you. And it crossed my mind. I was like, wow, okay, you're not supporting me because others came before me, failed, and now you already concluded I'll be a failure. But that's where I drew my strength from. I said, you know what?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing with me what others have tried. But I'm not going to fall back and not do because of somebody else's story. I want to write my own story.
Yeah.
And what is my story? By doing it, right? And by doing it, I will either succeed, which gives me and gets me what I want. Great. And even if I don't, I have my own story of failure that I will write, I will document. And even if nothing else happens, at least I will know what not to do the next time. And that's the attitude I worked out with. And I can tell
Awesome.
you a few months later, what we were trying to do, I actually went ahead. We did it. The partner came back, supported us because now they realize we're actually going after it. And it's
Wow.
that same mentality that last year, after three failed tries, we got to host my mentor, my
Yeah.
friend, John C.
John, what?
Maxwell, in Nairobi, Kenya. for a phenomenal, phenomenal Africa High Road Leadership Conference, where we had over 800 people in attendance, leaders, to be precise.
It was
from
awesome.
Across, we had over 40 countries in the room. Thanks to the quest of not giving up, giving it a try. Yes, failures. I have failed enough times, but failure was never a reason that I will not try. I'm like, I will push ahead. If I fail, I will know what story I am telling.
Exactly.
If I succeed, I get what I want. And so that's the
spirit
that I have gone with all along.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. You know, I would like you to dwell more on the manufacturing aspect of leaders. Because here at Voice of Haven, we try to encourage people not to give up when there's a burnout, not to give up when they can't sustain. You have the sustainability spirit. You worked with it. And manufacturing, when you talk about manufacturing, you must be able to sustain whatever you're doing. And from your story, bringing in John C. Maxwell to Nairobi last year was awesome. So that drive that you had in you, that you were able to break, you know, you were able to pass through the burnout you were experiencing. A lot of leaders don't have it today. And you're in the space manufacturing leaders, right? So what are those key things, key characters, key values every leader should have? While you're manufacturing, for example, you know, when God created the world, my faith tells me that when he was creating, he was giving ability, he was giving value, he was releasing character with it. Why? Because he knows. God knew that you're going to sustain well in the manufacturing field. That's why he put you there and he created you for that reason. And so what values, what characters would you want to advise our listeners, you know, to have, to build upon so that they can glide through burnout. They can glide through failure. You were able to, you planned something three times. It didn't work. You did not give up. And I'm super proud of you. I'm holding on to that value right now, not giving up, starting with yourself. So what values would you want, you know, our leaders to have?
Wow. Omobology, you take me back. Because again, to the earlier statement you said, you cannot give. Everything comes from within. And sometimes people look at you, they look at what you're doing, and they say, wow, I want to do what Omobology is doing.
Yeah.
But what we don't understand, in the same way, you know, in a manufacturing process, before you see that Gucci bag on display and want it, before you see that shoe, that garment, before you see, you know, a garment, if you go back in the process of manufacturing, was once cotton grown in some field. It comes and it's taken through a process to get the threads. The threads are put together. So many times we see the garment, we want it, we admire it. It could be a car. It could be a house. It doesn't matter what that process. But there's a process behind it that many people don't see and don't appreciate, but they want the finished product. So this finished product, and I'm still a work in progress, by the way, I'm not yet finished as a product. I'm still a work in progress. But even what you see on Omobology, there's a process that God took me through.
Yeah.
Refined me for me to get here. 19 years ago, Omobology, while I worked in a very high-flying job, the multinational, at the pinnacle of my career, because of what you have described, burnout, my body actually shut down. And when I say shut down, I mean, literally,
Wow.
I was in a coma for 5 days. It's like my body said, enough. I was in a very toxic environment. You know how the rat race goes?
Yeah.
You're trying to outdo yourself, outdo what's happening. I was a
Yeah.
mother, still am a mother, a wife I am, and I'm so grateful for family because it's the
Yeah.
one time that probably I took real stock of what really matters. When I came out of that coma, a couple of things were diagnosed in me by my doctor. First, of course, I was in a very toxic environment. So stress was a contributor of my condition. And I told myself that I was going to look after myself better into the future because I say again, if you cannot lead yourself, you cannot lead others. But guess what? Before you can lead even yourself, you have to look after yourself. Because if you're of no good to yourself, Omobology, you're of no good to anybody else. And
True.
so that took me to a place of thinking, meditation. I had many questions. And I've actually captured that in a book. Right? So Three is Divine is a book I wrote where I've captured my story. I don't know if you can see it there. And this story took me through a journey of rediscovering who I am, what's my purpose, why did God create me? And it is through that process I began to think, is when I came up with my mantra that I want to die empty. Because I discovered my purpose and I wanted to be a river, not a reservoir. And that's where the adding value and the manufacturing came through. Everywhere a river flows, you can tell, even in the driest of lands. I was in northern Kenya a few weeks ago. And even from the air, you can tell where the river flows. There'll be a few centimeters on either side of the river that it's green. Even with the other place being all dry. And that's who I want to be, right? And so in that process, a couple of things you ask me, what do leaders do in this space? First, you want to know what your purpose is. Because if you do not know your purpose, our mentor and friend John Maxwell says there's 2 days, two special days in every man and woman's life, should I add. And one is the day when you were born. And the second is the day you know why you were born. Many of us celebrate our birthdays the day we were born. But I still meet a lot of people who tell me, Mercy, how can I find my purpose? So you want to find your purpose because your purpose
is
you. It becomes your North Star, you know?
Yeah.
It guides your true north. Regardless of where life takes you, you know why you are here. And then the next thing that every leader wants to be able to understand is two things. One, what is within your control and what is not? In my context, I was chasing a lot of things that were not in my control. And that's where burnout happens. Burnout happens when you're working and chasing things that are without your control. So you want to be able to respond to situations and not react. Because in a reaction, my chemistry teacher told me, reactions happen. And when they happen, they can be explosive. That's what happened in my system. My body just shut down, right? And so, knowing what you're in control of, what situations, and that's where the rest comes in. I know how much I can do and do well, leveraging on my strength. We have Maxwell Disc Method that normally helps you to determine what are your strengths, what are your blind spots, how do you leverage those strengths. So that is very key and very important. Because then you can move to focus or prioritization through the 80-20 rule. What's the 80-20 rule? It says, how can I focus? Where is this that I can focus 20% of my effort and get 80% of my results?
Yeah.
And it's a principle that applies globally and everywhere. When I'm teaching, I usually tell my audience and participants, Omobology, you and I included, just go back to our wardrobes and we'll find that 20% of our clothes get worn 80% of the time. It doesn't matter how big or small your wardrobe is, that is a fact.
Exactly.
It is, right?
Yeah.
But still, we work with clients, we're salespeople. It doesn't matter how big or small your organization is. Go check the numbers. You'll find that 20% of your customers bring you 80% of the business. So how do you work on growing those, right? I'm not saying you ignore the 80%, but where do you prioritize?
Yeah.
Right? Where do you put your energies?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that you shut out the noise. That's the other thing I learned through this process.
Yeah.
To shut out noise. There's a lot of noise around us. Whether it is from these gadgets that are always in our hands, whether it is from putting on our televisions, whether it is scrolling on social media, there's a lot of noise around us. And every leader wants to know when you shut out what's not important so that you focus on what's important. I believe those tips would be very helpful for any leader that really wants discover and live out their purpose and to live it well in a way that adds value first to themselves and then to those that they desire to impact and to bring.
Thank you so much. Coming from purpose to telling yourself, what am I in control of?
Yeah.
And I see a lot of leaders miss it there. So if my listeners want to get in touch with you, because this is just a tip of the iceberg that you gave out just now, if they want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, well, the best way to get in touch with me is through my LinkedIn.
Just
awesome. Type in Achola Mercy. That is where I am most active because that is where my clients sit.
Okay.
You could also find me on Facebook, again, Achola Mercy. I have a website too, though maybe not fully updated, looking at doing that very soon. But you could go to our website, which I will provide the details to you, Omobology, that you can share then as a link to your listeners and to your viewers. And those would be some of the handles that they can be able to reach out to us. And we are also reachable on WhatsApp message. I will also share those numbers for Omobology, and she can be able to share.
Sure, that will be the fastest one.
Absolutely. And they can reach out to us anytime.
Awesome.
And we will support them in whichever way we can to add value to them and to serve them the way we are
able. Okay. Wow, awesome. Can your book be gotten on Amazon or what platform can they
That's
get your
a
book?
Good question, Omobology. I know when I launched it some almost 5 years ago, it was available on Amazon. I haven't kept track of that. So I will say no, not available on Amazon. But if you're in Nigeria, please speak to my good friend, Omobology. She will help you.
Okay.
Between her and I, we can organize on how she can get some copies.
All right.
If you're in Nairobi, Kenya, again, it doesn't matter actually where you are in the world. I think the beauty of today's world is the world has become so small that there's ways to courier, there's ways to send this material across the world. So again, using the contact information that I will share, copy of my book, then please do reach out. I will be more than happy to get the book to you. Thank you.
Wow. So thank you so much, because I know it's a book I would want to have. I want to read through fully well. So what are the last words you want, or what are some final words you would want to give to our audience?
Okay. So my parting shot would be just a reflection of what we have discussed on Mobology. First reminding us that we cannot give what we do not have. And so you want to have a very intentional plan of investing in yourself. I say human beings, we're supposed to be the most logical, the most highest in the food chain, as it were. But sadly, sometimes some of us stop growing, right? Yeah. Nature is a very good teacher. Nature is forever growing. Even the oldest tree still sheds its leaves, sheds its bark, grows again. But for us, some of us stop growing. So if you have stopped growing, I want to challenge you, right? And how do you know if you're growing? When was the last time you did something that made you proud of yourself? Right? If it's a very long time, that cue right there means you are not growing. Yeah. And if it's a very long time ago, you want to find out, how then can you make that happen in 2026? If you did something last year you're proud of, keep doing more. You can't stop. And that's the beauty of growth. The mango tree gave us a great fruit this year. It doesn't say because I gave you a good harvest, next harvest, I'm not going to give you fruit. You get it? It continually, in fact, it looks at giving more. And that's why you and I want to be. So I want you and I to think, how are we going to keep growing, right? Now, how do you grow? You might be asking me. Growth comes from being intentional and from taking action. So if there's something I have mentioned today between Omobology and I that resonates for you, I want you to ask yourself, what are you going to apply that's going to make a difference in your life and then others' lives subsequently? Secondly, what is the thing you're going to change? Is there something that can change? Why is that? With growth, when growth happens, something changes, right? So growth brings change. There's no change that has no growth. So what are you going to change so that you keep growing, right?
Yeah.
And then number three, who are you going to teach? Because it's from teaching. Why did Omobology reach out to me? We learn from each other. And then guess what? Even though I'm teaching right now, I'm also teaching to myself. So I remind myself these things. I reflect on them, and that's how I get better. So as iron sharpens iron, through teaching, you're sharpening yourself, you're sharpening somebody else, and that's how growth becomes intentional, and then you want to repeat the process. Like I said, the mango tree gives, unless it's cut down, and for us, cutting down means the day we go 6 feet under, and we all will, right? But until then, remember, you've discovered your purpose, why you're here. So you want to keep doing until that day comes. And then, if you're a person of faith like I, and Omobologia, you'll hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant. Right?
Yeah.
Then there'll be that dash that will be sitting there and they'll be saying, what did you do during that dash?
Exactly.
The year before and the year that happens, the dash there.
Yeah.
The most important thing and the legacy that you will leave behind, and people will say, here lies a great man or woman. This is what happened in their dash. So that's my parting shot on Omobology.
Wow. I don't have to put a conclusion to this conversation right now because you have done so awesome. Thank you so much. And as we close this conversation, I just want you to know that leadership is not just what you build, It is about who you become while you're building. If you hear her story, that's what happened. Who she became while she was growing. And also put something at the back of your mind. Success should not cost you your peace. No. Influence should not cost you your identity. Oh, because she wanted to, you know, show forth that she had the dream. No, it shouldn't. And growth should not require you to abandon yourself. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy that even here at Voice of Haven, we believe that the strongest leaders, you know, are whole and they are well. Look at the way Mercy is looking. She's looking so awesome, so cute. Why? Because she had to put things in place. And so if this conversation has stirred something in you, please, I want you to share it. I want you to reflect on it and not, you don't have to stop there. You know the next thing to do? Act on it. Until next time, lead with clarity in everything you do. Leave with courage and protect your wholeness. I am Omo Bolaji, and I'm so, so super happy that you're here and you're listening. Thank you so much. And to Mercy, Mercy, thank you. Thanks for coming on Voice of Haven, and we hope to have more of you.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and I'll be happy to come back again at your invitation. And well done for the great work that you're doing, the community that you're serving.
Thank you.
Impact and transform. I celebrate you, my sister, and may God bless you and continue Amen. To do the work of your hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Super happy you came here. And I'm happy that you were able to fix this timing.
Yes, I know we've been at it for a while, isn't it? But again, God's timing is the best time, isn't it? So here we are.
Yeah. Thank you. His timing is the best.
Absolutely. Yeah.
His timing is the best. Thank you so much. My love to your family, your clan, everyone around you. And please
Thank
keep
you.
Growing.
Thank
All
you.
Right then. Bye. Right.
Bye-bye.
This is Voice of Haven. Welcome Bye-bye. Home. Bye. Thank you.
Good.